today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
And our calendar. Thursday, you are with this program, 19th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Meher, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 5th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For this episode, we'll listen to chapter Al-Waqi'a, verses 77 to 82.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه لقرآن كريم.
Indeed, it is a noble Quran.
في كتاب مكنون.
In a register well protected.
لا يمسه إلا المطهرون.
None touch it except the purified.
تنزيل من رب العالمين.
It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds.
أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون.
Then is it to this statement that you are indifferent?
وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ.
And make the thanks for your provision that you deny the provider.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The attribute Karim, employed for the glorious Quran, refers to God Almighty, the most generous and the most benevolent, and the same attribute also designates a human virtue. The Arabic word also reflects the great merits of the Holy Quran and its eloquence and rhetorical figures, as well as its interesting contents. Since it is revealed by the Lord, who is the origin of perfection and beauty, God Almighty is the origin of the revelation as well as the goal of the Holy Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Yes, we started one topic on the last episode of today's special. For today, we continue. Living by the Quran was the topic. Alif Lam Mim. This is a book we have sent down to you so that you can bring mankind from the darkness to the light by the permission of the Lord to the path of Almighty, the Praiseworthy. Chapter Ibrahim, verse 1. Allah sent down the Quran for people to reflect upon so that they can know that He is the only Allah, to learn how to worship Him, and to become heedful. The Quran, our only guide, provides us with explanations for everything we need, shows us the path which pleases Allah, and gives the good news of the great consequences of surrendering as a servant to Him. In chapter 16, chapter Nahl, verse 69, Allah says, "We have sent down the book to you, making all things clear, and as guidance and mercy and good news for the Muslims."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life. From Arab English Radio, to live according to Al-Quran is to live a life aligned with divine wisdom, virtues, and values. In this show, we shall try to have a look and explore some Quranic key principles, and practical guidance to how the individuals lead a life in accordance with Islamic teachings. At the heart of living according to Al-Quran is unwavering faith and belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Tawheed, and the acceptance of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his household. The Quran underscores that faith is the foundation upon which a righteous life is built. It calls upon believers to cultivate God consciousness or taqwa, which should guide their actions, decisions, and interactions with others. The Holy Quran provides a moral compass for believers, emphasizing virtues such as honesty, integrity, compassion, and justice.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Yeah, we're speaking about life in the Quran, selling life in the hereafter to life in this world. One of the concepts that the Quran touches upon is selling one's hereafter to one's worldly life. After talking about how a group of people kill another people and equal and expel each other from their cities, Allah says in the Holy Quran, they are the ones who brought the life of this world for the hereafter, so their punishment shall not be lightened, nor will they be helped. Indeed, a person who buys the life of this world in exchange for the hereafter is a person who does not care about his religious duties or commits sins and is ungrateful of Allah's blessings. Such people will be punished in the life after this world, and Allah will not come to terms with them.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته
أن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به.
One way to use the Quran to improve our life, that is reciting the Quran with proper tajweed. This way, I mean reciting the Quran with the proper shape and rules, brings comfort to the heart, tranquility to the soul, and blessings to the home. Due to its instant stress-relieving benefits, it makes you feel closer to Allah and elevates any sorrow or suffering. The finest approach to stay on the path of justice and hold onto Allah's rope is to recite a few pages of the Quran every day, especially after Fajr prayer. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, says, "On the day of resurrection, the one who is faithful to the Quran will be told, 'Read and ascend in ranks. Recite as you used to when you were in your previous existence. The last verse you pronounce will determine your rank.'"
There are several verses. I have five verses in which the light of Quran is directly mentioned, in addition to the general things about all the books. For example, in Surah Ma'idah, verse 15, Allah says at the end, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. A light and clear book has come to you. And the ayah is addressed to the people of the book. It starts with Ya Ahl al-Kitab. So Quran is light, and therefore those who follow previous books like Torah and Injil, if they have reached the depths of it, they must find it very similar to that, because it's all a matter of light and guidance. Surah Nisa 174, Ya Ayyuhan Nas. Now, this is not just Ahlul Kitab. This is Ya Ayyuhan Nas. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Quran is clear light. So it is Kitab Mubin and Nur Mubin. Quran is clear book and clear light. And we have Surah Taqabun, verse 8, and Surah Shura, verse 52. You can, inshallah, read it yourself.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman. Al-Qur'an Miskul Khitan. Ya Qur'an, alayka salam.